Producer Caleb coming in for Steven, the engineer.
And I want to thank Steve for helping me get the show started this morning. It was, we had a little technical problems here and there, and Steve ended up in the hot seat. So I'm not sure the Starship flew a straight course, but at least we didn't crash.
Yes.
So thank you, Steven, for that. And we're here with two guests talking about redesign of Panama City. And we have Robert Barnes and Chris Moser here with us. So
Good morning.
And tell us how, if I don't live in Panama City anymore, did for years, don't now, but if I do live in the Panama City area, how do I get involved? What, I know you've got events coming up and that sort of thing, so give us a rundown of how one gets involved.
Well, first, this is not really limited to Panama City residents. Input from all over the communities in the area are certainly welcome and important. Anyone that lives in this area enjoys Panama City. Mm-hmm. Enjoys the benefits of the downtown waterfront from time to time. So everyone has a reason to put some input in there. As far as the events, this week, the events that are going on, last night was a community recovery town hall meeting here at the college across the roof.
Yes, across the roof.
And that was managed by Haggerty Consulting, who is the firm the city is contracted with to manage the entire long-term recovery process. Tonight is a host of other meetings, a volunteer organizations town hall at 6 p.m. Anyone associated with nonprofit and volunteer organizations in the communities, welcome to come put input.
Where will that be?
And that will be here at the ATC as well,
okay.
Third floor.
At 304 roof. Across the roof.
That's correct. There's some other town halls going on tomorrow. Education town hall for educators. It will be a town hall held at Bay High School for students to participate in tomorrow. And I believe that is that's today from 10 to 11. I apologize.
Okay.
There are going to be a public meeting with city officials tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's going to be at the Bay County Government Center on 11th Street. All of those are public events. All of these events are public events. Nothing is limited. The list goes on and on. There's something like 32 events over the course of the week. Next week is going to be the events for the design sessions. Monday evening will be the start of that, and that's going to be held at the First Baptist Church from 6 to about 9 p.m. That's the beginning where we sit with the computers, discuss designs and whatnot. During the day on Monday, there's going to be a tour of the downtown and waterfront area. You can go by bus, you can ride a bike, you can walk. The groups will meet up in certain areas, discuss things, discuss visions, what building may want to keep, move, change. It's all about just discussing what people see and feel as they tour the downtown area. The hands-on design sessions continue on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Panama City Center for the Arts. And that's, again, when the public needs to be there. Those are the most important events of all of this, where everybody comes, puts their ideas of what they want to see the city look, live, and feel like for decades.
Well, like any self-respecting Bay Countyan, I always refer to myself as Levis. Somebody asked me that I don't really know. I say, well, I'm from Panama City because it's certainly the name that everybody knows. I mean, you can say you're from Callaway, but I'm not sure people know where Callaway is or Lynn Haven or something like that. But if you say you're from Panama City, everybody instantly knows where you're from.
Right. There's a full list of all this on the website rebuildpc.org that's been produced and put up specifically for all these events. So that's where you can get the full calendar of the events and some explanation and clarity. Of course, there's contact information to email on that website as well to have questions answered and clarification on what these events are. One of the biggest questions that we hear people asking is, what is a charrette?
You explained that last time you were on the air, because we both, Scott and I both looked at you and go, what is a charrette?
Well, in French, it means cart. I know that. But, and I'd be honest with you, I don't know how the term came about to associate, but it's just urban planning nomenclature for the civic meetings to produce these visions and plans. So that's a simplified answer as I can give.
Well, this is certainly really very exciting that you get an opportunity to not only have input, but you also get a glimpse into what the future of Panama City and therefore Bay County is going to look like.
This can result in a lot of things, a lot of changes to land use ordinance, how things are built, what type of businesses can exist or coexist, which is really critical to allow coexistence of businesses in an area, to residency in the downtown waterfront area. This is the most important planning that Panama City's really ever done.
Wow. Okay, we'll come back and we're going to chat about this a little bit more. I still haven't made Chris say anything in her microphone yet. I think Kale's got a little music for us.
I got a piece of tape for my mouth.
Okay, we'll get that too.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with a little Mr. Mister here.